In Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Ches, the Rama says, V'adin, im zar chavilos al haschach, if you threw bundles on top of the schach, deinam b'teil segabe haschach, they're not batel to the schach, im daid nal nansikon, mutar litl misham. And if you're planning on using them for fires, so then you're allowed to take them off, because they're not batel, since you didn't tie them up in bundles, when you place them on the schach, it's clear that you weren't trying to add them to the schach, rather you're just trying to hide them there, or something like that. So if you want to use them for fire, it's going to be okay, but you don't actually have to have it in mind before, and says the Mishnah Berurah, because they're not muksa anyway, as we explained earlier, since they're ra'i for burning. Siftes, bayis shehu malei peiros, a house which is full of fruits, and it is enclosed from all sides that you can't get in. Muchanim, it is that were prepared, that are ready to be used. V'nifchas, and then the roof falls in on the house. Notam mekom apchas, you're allowed to go in through that area to take out the fruits, as opposed to if you had put them in a storehouse where you were planning on never using them, and therefore they would be muksa. Here we're talking about fruits which they have potential to be used, it's just you couldn't get into the house. And then on Yom Tov, the house falls through, so you're allowed to get it. And we don't say, says the Mishnah Berurah, that since during Bein HaShemashos it was closed up and you couldn't get them because of the Isser of Stira, of destroying, therefore they're muksa completely, because since they weren't muksa machmas Isser themselves, there was nothing wrong with the actual fruits, it was just you couldn't get into them, so that's not called muksa machmas iser, and it's okay. And so too, if you have liftos, which are vegetables, which are hidden in a pit, something like that, and you can't get them, and then a non-Jew digs them out on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, that's not muksa, because the prevention of being able to get to the thing being undone by a non-Jew does not make it muksa. But if the non-Jew did it on behalf of the Jew, so then even if the fruits belong to the non-Jew, it's usur to eat or to move until Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov b'chdei sheyase. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should only be mekel b'shas erchak, because a malacha done by a non-Jew, you're not supposed to benefit from. But the fact that you couldn't get to them because of an isser involved is not called, does not make it muksa. The Be'er Halacha does say the l'chatchila, you shouldn't be mekel, since there are many Rishonim who are machmir on the bias, and would say that it does become muksa, so l'chachila, you shouldn't be mekel. There are cases that come up, if you had stuff in a refrigerator, and then someone opens up the refrigerator, but isser because a light goes on or something like that, so does the stuff become muksa, or if the house was locked and the key was brought from outside of the tchum, are you now not allowed to use that? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach compares it to these cases and says that no, you are allowed to use it, it's not considered to be muksa, just because now you are able to get in when you weren't able to before.